6 cool details we spotted in the More Shadow Lore trailer, after teasing the next Star Wars animated series last year at Celebration Japan. Today we finally got our first proper look at More Shadow Lord. The series follows the former Sith, attempting to build his growing criminal empire, all while staying far from the watchful eyes of the Emperor. From an intriguing twist on the Clone Wars animation style, to slick, dangerous lightsaber action, the trailer is packed with details. Here are 6 of the coolest. 6. A New World. Though the trailer never says it outright, and even though it has heavy Coruscant lower level vibes, Shadow Lord is set on an entirely new planet, Jannix. Its capital city is built inside a massive crater, and it makes sense. Maul isn't foolish enough to set up shop under his former master's nose. Not after Palpatine beat him and savaged down, when Maul tried to claim Mandalore. 5. Decay Troopers. We see a wave of very specific stormtroopers, heavily inspired by Ralph McQuarrie's original concept art. The Decay Troopers were introduced in the Bad Batch as the first non-clone soldiers of the Empire, trained in secret by former clone commandos. They were officially inducted as the clone army was phased out, around 18 BBY. This gives Shadow Lord a clear, early Empire time frame. 4. The Blade of a Dark Disciple. At one point, Maul kneels before a T-set, and we glimpse his lightsaber. It's been modified into a dual-bladed weapon. Part of it is the same saber he used in The Phantom Menace and The Clone Wars, until he lost it after his duel with Sidious on Mandalore. We even see him wield this version in Clone Wars' final season, during his fight with Ahsoka. What's fascinating is the new section of the hilt. It matches the design used by Asajj Ventress in the Dark Disciple artwork. Neither keeps it forever. By Rebels and Solo, Maul has moved on to a saber with an Inquisitor-style guard. Ventress, in her later appearances, wields a curved hilt inspired by her original Sith weapons. 3. And a new disciple altogether. Another figure stands out in the trailer. A young, pink-skinned Twi'lek Jedi. Her name is Devon Izzo, voiced by Gideon Adlon. She's on the run with her master, Eco Deodaki, played by Dennis Haysbert. We see her helping people, fighting Imperial forces, doing all the things a fugitive Jedi might do, but the trailer hints at something more. A moment of desperation, a turn toward darkness, perhaps even toward Maul. Fans immediately thought of Darth Talon, the red-skinned, tattooed Sith Lord from the Star Wars Legacy comics, created by John Ostrander and Jan Duvasima. George Lucas himself once considered a sequel trilogy where Maul returned as the main villain, with a version of Talon as his apprentice. Shadow Lord may be giving that old idea a fresh spin. 2. The Dies Gast. A purple-haired Mandalorian woman appears in the trailer, blasting enemies with a wrist-mounted flamer. It isn't Sabine Wren. She'd be far too young during this timeline. Instead, it's Rogue's Gast, a loyal member of Maul's Shadow Collective, first introduced in the Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir comics, and voiced here by Rebels alum Vanessa Marshall. She helped free Maul after his defeat on Mandalore, and returned in Clone Wars' final season during the Siege of Mandalore, where she was finally captured by Bo-Katan. 1. No one expects the Imperial Inquisitorius. Even in hiding, Maul cannot escape the shadow of his old master. Palpatine sends more than stormtroopers to Jannix. The Inquisitors are coming. We glimpse the bird-masked 11th brother, and more prominently, Merrick the gaseous Inquisitor first seen in Ahsoka. Maul will have enemies on every side. Maul, Shadow Lord arrives on Disney Plus the 6th of April, and it looks ready to pull the darkest threads of Star Wars into one story.